Hello, my name is Ore Oluwapolamontai Benson, and before I begin asking the following questions, do I have your consent to be interviewed for the COVID-19 Archive Project? Interviewee, please state your name, the date, and time.
Hello, my name is Garima Sagal. It is currently December 8th, 2021, 10 a.m. Yes, you have my consent to ask these questions.
How have the past pandemics like Ebola or the Black Death changed your view on COVID-19 today?
As a result of studying the long history of pandemics, I understand why it is so difficult to exterminate pandemics altogether. Learning the history of pandemics is highly crucial to avoid mistakes made in the past and to improve for the future. Pandemics are linked to the political, social, and economic status of a country, as each has a very important part in the survival of the pandemic within a country. COVID-19 is a mutant of past pandemics that can certainly be traced back to decades. For example, officials in Africa believed Ebola would just burn out on its own, but instead it took the lives of many innocent people due to poor precautionary measures taken by leaders. Therefore, learning the history of pandemics is highly crucial to avoid these mistakes.
What steps need to be taken to avoid such hard situations in the future?
Pandemics will definitely occur in the future due to the common frequency of mutations and unsanitary conditions that exist and will continue to exist in our world today. From the knowledge and experiences we have collected as a human race, it is important to understand how to prevent a pandemic from growing until it's completely out of control. The first is an establishment of functioning healthcare system everywhere. Second, it's essential to ensure direction and coordination from an internationalist perspective through a well-funded, competently staffed, and vigilant World Health Organization. Lastly, the relationship between the global international system and public health cannot be ignored. An economic system that neglects what economics call negative externalities will mean a heavy cost in terms of public health. I agree with Snowden's recommendations because the West African epidemic revealed that in the absence of proper measures, the world runs a severe risk of tragic and unavoidable suffering. Now I will ask. Hello, my name is Garima Sagal. Before I begin asking the following questions, do I have your consent to be interviewed for the COVID-19 project? Interviewee, please state your name, date, and time.
Hello, my name is Christopher Combs. It's currently December 8th, 2021, and the current time is 10 a.m., and yes, you do have my consent to ask these questions.
Did learning about past pandemics help put this current pandemic into context in terms of our societal responses to COVID-19?
Yes, learning about past pandemics really helped frame our society's response to COVID-19 for me. In fact, I'm actually very shocked at how similar our collective reactions were when compared to pandemics that took place far in the past. For example, in Boccaccio's description of the public response to the bubonic plague, he describes how the public split into three camps consisting of isolation, denial, and moderation. To me, these three categories fit perfectly with how people responded to COVID-19, as we saw many people either self-isolate during the initial quarantine, ignore guidelines and party, or take a more rational approach to the pandemic and follow more moderate guidelines. For me personally, seeing these similarities between the past and present responses was somewhat disheartening, as it proved that socially, our society has not made many advancements when it comes to disease response. That said, I think that COVID-19 has been a huge learning experience for everyone, and that when faced with future pandemics, we will respond in a more rational and thoughtful manner.
Thank you. How does the current COVID-19 pandemic compare to past pandemics, namely the 1918 influenza?
There are many parallels between the current COVID-19 pandemic and the 1918 influenza. Firstly, both pandemics sparked a large amount of controversy over the enforcement of wearing masks in public areas. In fact, during the 1918 influenza pandemic, people were actually arrested and fined for not wearing masks, punishments that are far more severe than those in place currently. Another major similarity between these two pandemics was the fact that school closures occurred in both instances as a result of the disease. However, the school closures that resulted from COVID-19 lasted much longer than the actions taken in 1918 and were far more widespread. While there are many aspects of these two diseases that are similar, one of the major differences between them is the medical response in terms of vaccine development. Given that flu vaccines are difficult to effectively develop and oftentimes don't effectively prevent the disease, the vaccine efforts during the 19 influenza pandemic were far less widespread than those resulting from COVID-19, which can be demonstrated through the fact that we currently have multiple COVID-19 vaccines only a year and a half after the diseases first became apparent. All right. So, my name is Chris Combs, and before I begin asking the following questions, do I have your consent to be interviewed for the COVID-19 Archive Project? Interviewee, please state your name, the date, and time.
Hello, my name is Ori Benson. It is December 8, 2021, and 10 a.m. Yes, you have my consent to ask these questions.
Awesome. Do you think that we have improved public health response when compared to past pandemics? If so, what types of measures have we implemented?
Yes, I believe that learning about past pandemics has actually helped us in the past because we could see the main protocols with what worked and what didn't. The government has a general idea to start from with the way that we could start. They have implemented rules that they saw worked in the past and saw the similarities in the pandemics like the flu and the Black Death and followed the rules and regulations. It is crucial to understand the history of pandemics in order to prevent mistakes committed in past and to better for the future. Learning about how people responded in smallpox and were scared, it made us scared. We were able to know what had happened in the past and how to change that. For example, masks became a rule.
I think that's really great that you touched on looking at past pandemics and kind of learning from past responses to see what works and what doesn't moving into the future. Moving on, in what ways have your views on the current pandemic stayed the same or changed throughout learning about the history of global pandemics?
I believe my views have stayed pretty consistent throughout. This pandemic has made people react the same way as people in the past pandemics have reacted. I believe masks do help us in this time where we can easily contract COVID, and seeing that masks were being worn in a time of influenza, it shows us that we could do the same and still generally be safe. Listening to the government keep on top of things has made it easier than the past pandemics.
Thank you so much, and that concludes our interview.